Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And welcome back to the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thunder Nellis, and Tommy Wirtz. It's a Masonless Wednesday, a human Wednesday for our friend the kicker. We'll see tomorrow. We'll get an update on what he's done with his formerly impressive football that is now a worthless piece of junk. No, I'm just kidding. It's still pretty cool. The 58-yarder commemorative football that he kicked for the Green Bay Packers.
First person to kick a field goal that was the longest. That's not named Lucas Haversick.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We are the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Packers, of course, play Sunday night. We'll get into that in the 1 o'clock hour. Andy Herman's going to join us, and we're going to talk helmets, which I did not have on my bingo card when I woke up this morning, but obviously that jumped onto the bingo card. Joining us now on the Gruber, guest hotline powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all, is our very good friend Camille Davis from the Locked On Bucks podcast. Camille, how are you?
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I am so excited. We made it through the offseason. Bucks basketball is here. I'm geeked. I'm in a great mood today.
As you should be.
Give us
our starting five. You're Eric Jensen. You're at Pfizer form. I don't even know if Eric still does it or not. I think he does. Who's our starting five tonight, Camille?
Thinking that's going to be the crew we saw in the preseason. Yeah. Kevin Porter Jr. starting at point guard next to Gary Trent Jr., AJ Green, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Miles Turner. I think that's the five you see start tonight at Pfizer.
So three guard lineup, essentially, and then, of course, Giannis and Miles Turner at center. A lot has been talked about this offseason about pace and whether it's after misses or makes, not just dribbling the ball up the court, but also having the ability to pass it up the court, which obviously gets the ball into the front court quicker. What did you see of that during the offseason, and what can that do to help this team?
Yeah, saw some flashes of it throughout the preseason. It's always a little bit hard to judge when Giannis isn't playing. He missed those first two games, played in the last two, but there was one of those games there without Miles Turner as well. Yeah. So you couldn't quite see all the pieces come together, but in the flashes that you saw, one, you saw them really getting up those three-point attempts. They were making a concerted effort to make sure that they're a team that's going to be top in the league when it comes to the volume of shots that they put up from three. Last year, they were top in the league in efficiency from three, but middle of the pack when it came to the amount. So they want to get that volume up. You've seen the pace pick up. You've seen even more pressure defensively from this team than what we've seen in years past, with Ryan Rollins being a bother full court, guys picking up half court, even the bigs coming out, blitzing opposing bigs, trying to create that pressure. So you're seeing that pace, I feel like, in a lot of different ways for the Bucks so far in the preseason. And now we get to see it in regular season and how much of that can carry over.
Who does it benefit or who does it help the most if they're able to really push that pace, and if they are looking to shoot even more three-pointers than, like, you know, we could all talk about how the NBA's changed over the past 10, 15 years, the volume of three-pointers, but we're talking about a team that's trying to push the pace and shoot even more three-pointers. Who ends up getting the benefit of that new found offensive philosophy?
I think it works for everyone, which is why it's one of those systems that you really want. One, we know Giannis is one of the biggest threats you can have in transition. So anytime you can have Giannis going against defenses that aren't set, You're in an advantageous situation as it is. Plus the gravity. And guys, just it's always just harder to pick up in transition defense than it is in a half court situation. So if you can get out in a break, you can get out there and run. If Giannis isn't going to finish for himself, there's going to be a shooter that he can find there. And even just general pace outside of the transition aspect of it, just trying to make sure that the defense can't keep up. Like, you want the ball to be moving faster than the defenders.
Yep.
And in the offense that prioritizes pace and three-point shots and spacing with Giannis at the helm, I think you're going to see that ball movement a lot too. And Miles Turner is going to be a big help in that aspect, because he was kind of like that, not necessarily a playmaker in Indy, but he's a big that does not let the ball stick in his hands. He's making his decisions very quickly and moving on to help with the next pass to the next play. So I think it's all going to come together in this way where you're just seeing it benefit everyone on that offense, because it's going to create open looks for somebody eventually.
Camille Davis joining us here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. She is Locked On Bucks, the podcast. Find her wherever you listen to your podcast. I was going to ask next about Miles Turner, because I think there's a common misconception that, oh, he's just Brook Lopez, but younger. And I think there are a lot of similarities, right? A big who can protect the rim, who can shoot threes. But tell us a little bit more about how the Miles Turner fit next to Giannis on this Bucks team.
Yeah, I think you got it right. Like, a lot of the things that Brook Lopez did and the things that you want to see a big next to Giannis do, Miles Turner can do that with the floor spacing, with the rim protection. But the added thing with Miles Turner is not just that he's younger, but he's a bit more mobile as well. Like, you're not going to confuse Miles Turner for a Jericho Sims when it comes to, like, the foot speed on the perimeter, but he can play at the level on the pick and rolls on the screens. He's someone who can blitz. He's also someone, as I mentioned too, where offensively he's just very comfortable with being like a secondary ball mover, in that sense of, like, it's not going to stick with him. He's also very, very vocal, which is something that Brook Lopez also is. And as a center, that back line of defense, you need your center to know and also communicate. And that's something that Miles Turner has had in droves, apparently. Like, you're hearing early on that his leadership is something that's really standing out for this Bucks team. And he just got here, you know, a few months ago, but he's already letting his veteran presence be felt, a guy that was just on a team in the finals. So what he says has a lot of weight as well. And he's Love been that. Blending in really, really well so far from the Bucks. But the one thing I'll say as a difference between Miles and Brook to keep an eye on, it's just finishing around the rim. That's an area that Brook Lopez has been better at traditionally than Miles Turner, while Miles Turner has traditionally been better in the mid-range than what Brook Lopez has been. So a little bit different of where they kind of like to get some of their shots. So it can open up things in a different way as well, having Miles next to Giannis, with both of them having a mid-range game teams have to respect.
Nice. Camille, I got a question for you. Looking at the way this Bucks roster is constructed, they added in a couple of really fun pieces, I think, in role positions this offseason.
You love Cole Anthony.
Cole Anthony looks great.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. Gary Harris, Amir Coffey. Gosh, like, did Bucks Twitter blow up for Amir Coffey for that 24 hours? But how deep does this Bucks team go into their bench all season long? Because it seems like there isn't that huge separation from a lot of guys that are in the starting lineup to what their role can be to guys who are on the bench. I think that, you know, Kevin Porter Jr. is awesome, but I wouldn't be surprised if Cole Anthony takes some, you know, catches up and is the starting point guard at some point this season because of what Kevin Porter Jr. can bring off the bench, that energy like you've seen with Bobby Portis in the past. And, you know, they traded away Chris Middleton, and now Kuzma's not even in the starting lineup, right? He's probably going to come off the bench. So how frequent do you see this Bucks team really rotating in and out around Giannis and around Miles Turner within those other three spots between point guard and the traditional two and three?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think traditionally you've heard Doc Rivers say he likes to keep a short rotation. He likes to go eight, maybe nine deep. But I think this year you're going to regularly see the Bucks roll out 10 guys every single game.
Especially because it seems like, right?
Especially early. And I feel like that bench unit that you saw in the preseason, that he would do like full platoon swaps where it was five bench players on the court at the same time. And he seems to really actually like that grouping with Cole Anthony, your guy. But the pairing of him with Ryan Rollins, it's like the two of them together really feed off each other, play off each other really well. And they also enjoy playing with one another. And Cole has shown that playmaking ability in his game that can really lead that second unit. So I think that's part of why, like, you're going to see a lot of Cole Anthony, I think. But I think that starting spot's going to remain in Kevin Porter Jr.'s bag just because of the value I think that Cole is going to bring to that second unit. And to your Kuz point, the trade, yes, we know he's probably now going to be a guy come off the bench. But again, if you don't make that trade last year and then Dame tears his Achilles here, the offseason, you're faced with a whole different set of questions to how to get that financial flexibility to make a move. And I don't think the Bucks have Miles Turner if that trade wasn't made for Kyle Kuzma to begin with to kind of flip the balance financially for him. But Kuz, he's one of those guys I've been saying that he got to play him like a Giannis light. And it's not me saying that I think Kyle Kuzma is Giannis, but I'm saying that the ways that he can be most effective are some of the same ways you utilize Giannis, which is, one, shot selection. We want you at the rim, and we want you on catch and shoot threes, which you don't ask Giannis for the threes, but we're going to ask Kuz for the threes because he's playing next to Giannis and other guys. So catch and shoot threes, nothing crazy. No, you know, step back threes. I'm dribbling, hop to the side. None of that. We want catch and shoot. We want you at the rim. And that's the primary shot selection, but also rebounding. I think that's going to be huge for Kuzma this year, especially on those second units, especially if the Bucks run out these lineups where they are playing more guards and they're a little bit smaller. You're going to have to make sure you're actually ending the defensive possessions that you're trying to. So I think Kuz is going to have a valuable role off the bench as kind of like that rebounding catch and shoot. If I have the ball in my hand, I can trust the playmaking from him. So I think that's the role for him, but that bench unit we see is going to probably get more minutes than expected where it's all bench all together.
Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks. Follow her on Twitter at Camille Monet. And then now compare this lineup to the rest of the East, Camille. The West is absolutely stacked. We saw it kick off yesterday with an amazing Rockets-Thunder game and then Lakers-Warriors. I don't know if this Bucks team should be necessarily in that top tier of NBA team, but as far as the East goes, it's like Cleveland and who else, right? I mean, I don't think that the way this roster is constructed right now, if it is truly Giannis is at the point guard and everyone's knocking down their shots around him after that, playing that spacing offense, like, this isn't crazy to me to think that this is a top four team in the East in my eyes, Camille.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I think sometimes we overcomplicate things, but the basic math of Giannis plus shooters equals success.
Yeah.
And that's what the Bucks have really tried to do this year again in crafting this team around him as that singular superstar. And when you look around the East, if I tiered off the East, which I've done these exercises, like how do I tier off the East? The championship tier, Cavs and Knicks. And honestly, the more time that goes on, I'm starting to have more questions about the Knicks this season and this coaching change to Mike Brown.
I agree.
Plus some health things going on.
Could that have been the most boring coaching change in the history of coaches? Like, way to tell me that you don't understand the modern day NBA by going back to Mike Brown.
Adrian Griffin says hold his beer, probably.
Adrian Griffin won basketball games at least.
He did. And Mike Brown won a few when he was down there in Sacramento before things kind of snowballed in the wrong direction. But I think it might actually take them a little bit longer than expected to kind of click under the new coaching. But based on what they did last year, I'll give the Knicks some reverence of respect of like, hey, you guys made it pretty far. You're returning a lot of the same players. Love the Clarkson pickup on the bench. Love Yabusele picked up on the bench. So like they have some things in New York where it's like, I get it. So Cleveland, New York. But then that next tier, I think the Bucks are in that tier.
Absolutely.
With Orlando, with Detroit, with the Magic, with us. Like, it's those four teams, Hawks, Bucks, Magic, and Pistons, where I'm like, these
they
four
all have
teams,
questions,
I think,
though. They all have questions, right?
Exactly. No. So it's like, if you put any of those four teams in whatever order you think they'll finish in the East, I wouldn't argue with it, because I think that is the next four teams right there. So personally, I think the Bucks are going to finish with the four seed, maybe three if things go really well for them in the East this year. I just think it's set up. Like, I trust in Giannis too much to think any lower of them than maybe a five seed, six seed if things go wrong.
Nick, are the Knicks like a top five team in the West, Steven?
Ooh. Probably not.
Yeah, I think it's that big of a disparity between both conferences right now. I think It wasn't like the East was so stacked, and then now it's back over to the West in my eyes. So I agree. I don't trust the Knicks because if we are comparing it to the West, like very likely that I think it's the Cavs and everyone else in the East right now. I don't see how
Cavs. Like, I think the Cavs are really good when they play really well, but the way they choked against the Pacers, like, I just think, like, I don't know. I think there's, you know, either you come back stronger or you come back with a hangover, and I'm not sure that they are strong enough, like with players who have experience winning. I'm not sure that they are able to come, like, I'm talent wise they're really good, but I don't trust the Cavs to get it done. Like, I don't know, I just don't. You mentioned that, you know, trusting Giannis and figuring out where that goes. As a fan, if I'm watching the first couple weeks of the Bucks, what am I watching for specifically that I know Giannis is happy or taking care of or feeling the vibe or things are going the Giannis way that he's going to want to stay in Milwaukee this season? Like, what am I what is it? Body language? Is it wins and losses? Is it number of shots? Is it shooting percentage on open threes by teammates? Is it 50 count Chick-fil-A nuggets? Like, what am I looking for?
I think it's process over results to a degree, is the way that I will say it, because there are going to be some games where you're running the right action, you're taking the right shot, and it's just not going to fall. Okay. And you can't get discouraged at the process, because the process was right. That was the right shot to take. Maybe it's just a cold night for AJ Green or Gary Trent Jr., but you trust in the work of what they've done before that.
Yep.
That's not going to be a everyday occurrence. So process over results to a certain degree, I think, is one thing for the offense. But Giannis is somebody whose body language always speaks very, very clear. You can tell when he's having fun on the court. You can see it in how he's reacting.
Yep.
When he starts getting kind of playful on the court, interacting with teammates. But I'll say this. It's going to be one of those seasons, too, where we don't want to see them get off to a start how they did last year, which was 2-8.
Yeah,
we don't want to see that. You do want to see them stack some wins, especially against teams that they are, quote unquote, expected to beat. Like, although today is going to be an emotional return for Chris Middleton, the Wizards are a team that the Bucks are expected to beat. So,
Potawatomi Sportsbook, it's a 10-point. Bucks are favored by 10. Yeah. That's a lot of points in an NBA game, but that's how much better the Bucks are than the Wizards. Like, the Wizards are still, they still stink.
I'll say this, the Wizards are going to be one of my league pass teams, not only for Chris Middleton. I do like some of the young players that they have over there, and I'm just curious to see how they continue to develop, because the Wizards are trying to figure out who their franchise guy is. They have a bunch of guys who are trying, you know, are young, first, second, third year guys, and they're trying to figure it all out. So I think that they will be fun. I think they're going to be scrappy. And I think this is actually a really good opening opponent for a Bucks team that wants to increase their pace. What better way to test that than playing against a bunch of young dudes who also want to push the pace on their end as well?
All young dudes. I'm looking at their roster right now.
Except for CJ and Chris.
CJ and Chris, right. CJ McCollum, who obviously was Dame's teammate for so many years in Portland, spent the last couple of years in New Orleans. He's 34. Chris is 34. Anthony Gill, who's a backup, who's not going to play, is 33. Nobody else. I mean, Marvin Bagley is then 26. Like, and everybody else is 24 or younger. Like, it is a crazy young roster. And, of course, we're going to keep our eyes on A.J. Johnson, right? We want to see what ends up happening there. Like, he got playing time last year, but I don't know that that necessarily means he's a good player. Like, you know, lots of players stat on bad teams. We've seen that over the years. Is he somebody you're keeping an eye on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just to see what he becomes, because now with the Tyler Smith wave, the 2024 draft class of the Bucks has come to a close already. Like, they're both gone. The 2023 draft class. Yep. Gone with Chris Livingston being waived. So AJ Johnson is definitely someone I'm going to keep an eye on, but I'm also curious how the competition is going to stack up for him, because he's a guard amongst a lot of other young guards on that roster. So he's still in the fight for playing time to a degree.
Do you have a predicted record for our Milwaukee Bucks? And I don't know if you want to give that, or do you want to hear what Potawatomi Sportsbook has for their over under first?
Let me hear the over-under first.
The over-under right now at the Potawatomi Sportsbook is 43.5.
I'm taking the over on that.
You're taking the over?
I think so, right?
I think so, too.
It feels pretty free, honestly.
It does, but I, as free as it feels, like, I think 46, 47 obviously is more than 43.5, but it's not that much more. I mean, one injury and all of a sudden you're 42 and 40. right?
Yeah, and this is all predicated on Giannis being healthy
for
most of the year, because all of this doesn't, all of that we talked about doesn't work without Giannis there. Like, this is a team that Giannis is built to maximize, and guys that are built to maximize what Giannis can do as well. I think the Bucks finished the season with 47 wins, somewhere in that range. So 47-35, somewhere in there, close to what they did last year, honestly. So I think that's probably where you'll see them finish.
Camille Davis at Camille Monet on Twitter, Locked On Bucks podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. Camille, thank you so much for jumping on today, and I have a feeling we'll see you soon.
I know, right? Can't wait.
Are we the three best friends that anyone could have? The three of us and Rami are going to the game tonight.
Yeah, I mean,
I know.
So if you're going to the game, find this crazy foursome of people just like talking like in-depth Bucks and going crazy. And Rami will probably be wearing a Bulls jersey or something.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah,
we won't.
We won't talk about that. It's Stack's show. We get to start with Camille, and then we have Andy at one. Like, I mean, what more could you ask for?
It's
I know, it's a great day.
It is a great day. So we'll see you tonight. Let's go, Bucks. Let's start 1-0, and we'll talk to you on the radio and on YouTube and on the interweb soon as well. Camille, thank you so much.
Sure. Always.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Always, guys. Take care.
You too. She is Camille Davis, a.k.a. Camille Monet, on Twitter. Follow her there and listen to her on Locked On Bucks on the podcast. We are the Mason Crosby Show. You can also find us wherever you listen to podcasts. Just look up the Mason Crosby Show and we're there.
I got breaking news for you.
Oh, boy.
Packers are going to wear white helmets.
Is that real?
That's what they just posted.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, all white.
Well, we're going to talk about that with Andy Herman. And because of that, we're definitely putting the NFL on Thunder Watch. No doubt about it. For just having the idiotic idea that two teams could wear yellow helmets.
Yeah,
like, you just can't do that.
No.
The exact same helmet? Like, that's like anti-football. That's not how football works. Camille Davis is awesome. Thank you to her joining us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all. We'll talk a little more Bucks when we come back and then jump right into Andy Herman at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. This is the Masonless Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis and Tommy, the Kmart model Wertz. We are presented by Verizon. We just introduced you as the Kmart model to a whole new audience.
I know.
There will
be more nicknames coming.
People in Superior, Wisconsin are like, what do you mean Kmart model? Is Tommy, wow, can I Google Tommy? Is he really a Kmart model? Nobody should be. This is the Mason Crosby Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, That's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.